Darling Hammond pointed to numerous areas where she says the U.S. lags behind the top-performing nations in education, from its graduation rate, scholastic achievement, and college readiness, to federal support and equal access to high-quality schools. She said the U.S. has to choose its reforms wisely. One she warned against involves teacher evaluation. The value-added model requires teachers to show progress based on test scores each year, and Darling Hammond says it's been shown to unfairly punish already high-performing teachers.
I'm a researcher who was very interested and enthusiastic about value-added a few years ago, who has, among many, many other researchers, found that it has a lot more difficulties and problems than we realized. So the National Research Council has recently come out to say value-added should not be used because it's very unstable, it's unreliable, turns out that it's biased.
Ohio began using value-added reports in select districts in 2011 and is slated to include them in all schools beginning next year. It's part of the effort to move away from seniority as the primary factor in teacher retention decisions. Value-added reports will account for 50% of a teacher's evaluation. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.